诗篇73篇25到26节。
Psalm 73 verses 25 and 26.
除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
让我们大家重新来到神的面前向他祷告。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to worship you.
我们求主你的灵与我们同在。
We ask that your spirit be with us.
让我们能够专心敬拜你。
That we can worship you fully.
也求主让我们明白你的话语。
And we ask that you help us to understand your words.
把你的话语存在我们的心里面。
And to keep your words deep in our heart.
使到我们能够活出蒙你喜悦的生命。
So that we may live lives that are pleasing to you.
主啊，今天早上我们求你与我们每一个人同在。
Lord, we ask you again this morning to be with each and every one of us.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
改变我们的心。
Change our hearts.
让我们更像主耶稣。
So that we can always follow Jesus.
主啊，我们求主你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们把以下敬拜的时间交在你的手中。
We place the following worship time into your hands.
求主你保守我们。
Lord, please protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天的讲题是爱神，不要爱世界。
Our topic today is love God and not the world.
今天这个经文是马太福音第六章24到34节。
And the passage we're looking at is Matthew 6 verses 24 to 34.
当我读这段经文的时候，请大家注意的看哦，打开你的圣经来看啊。
And as I read this, open up your Bible and read along.
我要大家来思想今天这段经文。
I want everybody to think about this passage today.
基本上这段经文有三大重点哦。
Basically, this passage has three major points.
第一就是讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
The first point is talking about our relationship with God.
也就是讲到我们要爱神。
And that we must love God.
那第二点就是讲到这个世界还有钱财。
The second point deals with the world and wealth.
也就是告诉我们不要爱这个世界还有世上的财物。
And it tells us not to love the world or the wealth that we find in it.
那第三个重点就是关于我们生命的忧虑。
And the third point deals with the worries that we have in our lives.
所以让我们听今天的信息的时候，我们要记得思想这三大重点。
So as we hear this passage today, let's meditate or focus on these three major points.
好，让我念给大家听我用中文过后Nancy姐妹用英文来念哦。
Okay. And I will read it in English after the Chinese.
马太福音第六章第二十四节一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是 恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，以身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积储在仓里，你们的天父尚且也养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门王极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小心的人啊，野地里的花今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他怎样装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天有是有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink? Do not worry then, saying, oh, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
这个《业伯记》第一章13节到19节记载了业伯这个遭遇这个灾祸的事情。
Job chapter 1 verses 13 to 19 records how Job faced all the trials.
有一天业伯的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒。有报信的来见叶伯说，牛正耕地，驴在旁边吃草，斯巴人突然闯来把牲畜掳去，必用刀杀人，杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。
Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and there came a messenger to Job and said,The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
他还说话的时候，又有人来说，神从天上降下火来，将群羊和仆人都烧灭了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。
While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
他还说话的时候，又有人来说， 加勒底人分作三队突然闯来，把骆驼奴去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒。
While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house.
不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。
And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
那因着叶伯所遭遇的灾祸，
because all of these disasters that befell Job,
他失去了一切，
he lost everything,
包括他的财产还有他的儿女，
including all of his wealth and all of his children.
那叶伯埋怨神不坚固他，
so Job complained that God did not take care of him,
让这些灾祸临到他的身上。
And that he allowed these disasters to fall upon him.
那以致他必须承受这么大的痛苦。
So that he had to experience such great suffering.
那叶伯因为遭受患难。
Because Job suffered all this.
那心里充满了这个哀怨。
He was full of grief and resentment.
那认为自己的世界越来越窄小。
He felt like his world was becoming more and more narrow.
前途越来越黑暗。
And his future prospects more and more dark.
所以当叶伯经历这个苦难所带来的折磨。
So when Job experienced all the torment that came with these difficulties.
那他心里面感到惊慌、害怕，并且焦虑。
He felt panicked. Afraid and worried in his heart.
当一个人失去一切的时候，
When someone loses everything,
那心里必定会感到惊慌、害怕，而且忧虑。
Then you'll certainly feel panicked, scared and worried.
那当一个人失去这个经济来源，
When someone loses their source of income,
那或者得到不能医治的病症，
Or they become sick with an incurable illness.
那心里必定感到忧虑。
They're certainly going to be worried.
也有一些人。
And there are also some people.
不是因为遭遇苦难。
That they don't worry because of difficulties.
失去了经济的来源。
Or not because of losing their source of income.
得了不能医治的病症。
Or because of an incurable illness.
却为了吃喝和穿来忧虑，为明天来忧虑。
But instead they worry about what they'll eat, what they will drink, or what they'll wear, or worry about tomorrow.
那今天早上我们所看那段经文，马太福音第六章24到34节，是主耶稣对人爱神和爱世界的教导。
Our passage today, Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, is Jesus' teaching about loving God and loving the world.
那这段经文是一段精简。
This passage is very simple.
内容丰富的一篇短论。
But it has a lot of, the content is very rich.
它是这个登山宝训中一段比较特殊的经文。
It's a very important passage from the Sermon on the Mount.
所以在这段经文里面。
And so in this passage.
主耶稣教导说。
He teaches.
然后一个人不能侍奉两个主。
He teaches that a person cannot serve two masters.
一个人不能够爱神又爱这个世界。
A person can't love both God and the world.
或者说一个人不能爱神又爱钱财。
Or a person cannot love both God and wealth.
所以今天早上我们要来看主耶稣的教导。
So this morning we're going to look at Jesus' teaching here.
那主耶稣的教导一共有五方面。
This teaching has five facets in total.
那首先主耶稣说不要为生命所需来忧虑。
The first thing Jesus talks about is do not be anxious about life.
所以在马太福音第六章第二十五节主耶稣说所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么生命不胜于饮食吗身体不胜于衣裳吗
In Matthew 6:25, he says, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
我们看到前面那边有两个字，所以。
And we see at the first there's a word, therefore.
那所以是个介系词。
And this, therefore, is a preposition.
那说明这节经文跟上文也就是24节有关系。
And it shows that this verse has a connection to the verse before it, verse 24.
我们在24节这么说主耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主不是恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And verse 24 says, No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
一个人不能侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
A person cannot serve both God and money.
他必须要做出一个选择。
He has to make a choice.
那如果这个次序倒转的话
And if this order is backwards,
那就会使一个人陷入在这个忧虑的陷阱里面。
Then he'll fall into the trap of worry.
所以主耶稣刚才说过，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
And so Jesus just said, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.
这个是一个命令啊。
This is a command.
那主耶稣命令我们不要为生命忧虑。
Jesus commands us not to worry about our lives.
因为神会供应我们的需要。
Because God will provide for our needs.
那既然神供应我们的需要，那为什么我们还要忧虑？
Since God will provide for our needs, why do we need to worry?
忧虑是指一个人面对困难的时候。
Worry means that when a person faces difficulty.
心里面感到不安而且感到害怕。
He feels uneasy and even afraid.
那有些人为各种的事情来忧虑。
Some people worry about everything.
那根据医学的研究。
According to medical research,
那忧虑有不少负面的影响。
Worry has a lot of negative effects.
忧虑会影响到一个人的健康。
It can affect a person's health.
影响到一个人的情绪。
And affect their 情绪是什么
It's emotion or...
Okay. It affects their emotion.
那一个人如果持续的忧虑会使到他的健康大受影响。
If a person continuously worries, it's going to cause a big effect on their health.
所以造成他的情绪很低落甚至引起这个忧郁症。
And it can cause them to feel low in spirits and even, cause depression.
忧虑会使到一个人失去平安和喜乐。
Worry can cause a person to lose their peace and joy.
那在箴言书第十二章二十五节上半句说
In the first half of Proverbs 12:25,
人心忧虑取而不生。
Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down.
所以当我们生活的优先次序被颠倒。
So when the order, our priorities in our life are backwards.
就会影响到我们的心态。
It can affect our attitude.
使到我们陷入在这个忧虑的陷阱里。
And cause us to fall into the trap of worry.
所以主耶稣在刚才我们所看那段经文，他使用了两个修辞问句来说明这个次序颠倒的问题。
So Jesus in the verse we just looked at uses two rhetorical questions to try to explain the problem of having your priorities in the wrong order.
他讲到，他说生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Is not life more than food, or the body more than clothing?
这句经文哦，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，是一句套话。
What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear is a formula.
说明这个是世人所关心的。
It means that it's the things that people on this earth worry about.
其实在主耶稣的时代也是一样。
It's the same, it was the same in Jesus' time.
人也很关心衣食住行的需要。
People were just as worried about the basic necessities of life.
吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
What they eat, drink, or wear.
这些生活的需要当然重要。
The needs of these basic necessities are, of course, important.
但是如果活着只是为了吃喝而穿。
But if we're just living for what we eat, drink, or wear.
那就会带来许多不良的后果。
It will bring about a lot of bad consequences.
所以主耶稣问生命不胜于饮食吗？
And so Jesus asked, is not life more than food?
那这句话解化了人以饮食而活的问题。
This exposes the problem of people living for food.
那这个修辞问句期望有一个正面的答案。
So this rhetorical question wants to have a positive answer.
那也就是说生命当然胜过饮食。
And that is, of course, life is more than food.
饮食的需要怎么能够跟这个生命的价值相比呢？
How can food compare with the value of our lives?
所以当一个基督徒不能够分辨两者之间的区别的时候。
So when a Christian cannot differentiate between these two things.
心里就会产生这个忧虑。
They'll begin to worry in their hearts.
使到他陷入这个忧虑的陷阱。
And they'll fall into the trap of worrying.
还有下面那句说，身体不胜于衣裳吗？
And the next part says, is not the body more than clothes?
那同样的这个修辞问句，期望一个正面的答案。
And in the same way, this rhetorical question is also looking for a positive answer.
身体当然比衣裳重要。
Of course, our bodies are more important than clothing.
人如果只看重这个外表。
If we just look at the outside.
那忽略了人生真正的意义。
Then we will overlook the true meaning of life.
那肯定会带来许多的问题。
And this will definitely bring about many problems.
那可是有不少人为了吃喝而穿而活。
But there's so many people who are living for what they eat, drink, and wear.
所以主耶稣说，不要把我们生活里的优先次序颠倒。
So Jesus is saying, don't let our priorities in life get backwards.
我们应当把最重要的摆在第一位。
We have to put what's most important first.
把次要的摆在第二位。
And place the things of secondary importance in the second place.
所以当我们有一个正确的优先次序。
So when our priorities are in the right order,
忧虑就会离开我们。
Then worries will leave us.
第二方面我们来看。
The second point.
主耶稣说，如果要除去心中的忧虑。
Jesus said, if we want to get rid of the worries in our lives,
就必须要看神的创造和神的眷顾。
Then we have to look at God's creation and His care for us.
所以耶稣就只做天上的飞鸟来教导。
Jesus used the birds of the air to teach.
然后你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不集储在仓里。你们的天父常是养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
那天上的飞鸟不种也不收。
The birds of the air don't plant, nor do they reap.
神却养活他们。
And yet God takes care of them.
那以致他们过着一个无忧无虑的生活。
And causes them to lead lives that are worry-free.
所以主耶稣说，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
And so Jesus said, are you not much more valuable than they?
那换句话说，我们比这些飞鸟更加贵重。
In other words, we are much more important than the birds.
那因此神必定会兼顾我们，使我们一无所缺。
And so God will take care of us and cause us to lack nothing.
所以当我们观看这个天上的飞鸟，
And so when we look at the birds of the air,
我们体会到神对他对我们的眷顾。
We can experience God's care for us.
当我们观看这个大自然的景象，
And when we look at the beauty of nature,
我们看见神对人所需的供应。
We can see God's provision for mankind.
在诗篇这篇段文经文所说。
And here in Psalm 65 it says,
你眷顾地降下透雨，使地大得肥美，神的河满了水。你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。你浇透地的犁沟、任亭、犁居，降甘霖使它软，和其中发长的蒙你祝福赐福。
You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain for you, for so you have prepared it.You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下此由地在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
那除了以这个飞鸟来做教导，
And in addition to using the birds to teach,
主耶稣以这个野地的百合花来说明神无微不至的眷顾。
Jesus also used the lilies of the field to show God's meticulous care for us.
在这段经文主耶稣这么说。
Jesus said in this passage,
他说何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的花今天还在，啊，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
那爱美是人的天性。
It's our nature to love beauty.
那人人都爱穿美丽的衣裳。
We all love wearing beautiful clothes.
这个美丽的衣裳是外在的这个装扮。
Beautiful clothing is a way to dress ourselves up on the outside.
不代表内心的那种品德。
But it doesn't represent our inner character.
这个百合花它开放的时候。
When the lilies are blooming.
好像给草场穿上美丽的衣裳。
They are like beautiful clothing for the field.
那主耶稣说百合花的美艳比这个所罗门王最荣华的时候所穿戴的还要美。
And Jesus said that the beauty of the lilies of the field are even more beautiful than Solomon at his most glorious.
所以百合花的美艳是神赐给他们美丽的装饰。
So the beauty of the lilies is God's, the adornment that God has given them.
那既然神赐给百合花美丽的装饰。
And so God, since God has given them this beautiful adornment.
他必定会眷顾我们，供应我们的需要。
Then how much more will he certainly take care of us and provide for our needs?
那主耶稣在马太福音第十章三十到三十一节怎么说？
As Jesus said in Matthew 10 verses 30 to 31.
就是你们的头发。也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还重贵重。
But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
第三方面。
And the third point.
那主耶稣说，不要为生活来忧虑。
Jesus said, don't worry about your lives.
因为我们不是外邦人。
Because we are not like the Gentiles.
所谓外邦人就是不信的人。
And what he's calling Gentiles here means unbelievers.
也就是说那些不信主的人。
And those meaning people who don't believe in Jesus.
所以在马太福音31节到32节主耶稣说。
And so Jesus said in Matthew 6, 31 to 32.
他说所以不要忧虑 吃什么喝什么穿什么这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
Therefore do not be anxious saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
所以主耶稣说不要效法外邦人的榜样。
So Jesus is telling us not to copy the example of the Gentiles.
因为他们只是为了吃喝而穿而活。
Because they're just living for what they eat, drink, or wear.
那如果一个人他说他是基督徒。
If a person says he's a Christian.
好像外邦人一样。
But he's acting like the Gentiles.
只是追求这个物质的享受。
And he's just, seeking after the enjoyment of material things.
那他就会被这个烦恼所困。
Then he'll just be mired in worries.
连睡觉都不安。
He won't be, even his sleep will be affected.
那就如传道书这段经文所说。
As it says in this passage from Ecclesiastes.
他说人在日光之下劳碌。内心在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。
What has a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night, his heart does not rest. This also is vanity.
所以主耶稣说不要效法外邦人的榜样。
And so Jesus tells us not to copy the example of Gentiles.
免得陷入在这个忧虑的烦恼里面。
So that we won't be, mired in worries like this.
所以在这句经文主耶稣说你们需用的一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
So here in this verse, Jesus says, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
知道说明神无微不至的眷顾。
And here knows describes God's meticulous care.
耶稣正在登山宝训讲论祷告的时候。
When Jesus, gave the Sermon on the Mount and was praying,
也特别强调神都知道这个观念。
He,especially emphasize that God knows, what we need.
这里说你们不可效法他们因为你们没有祈求以前你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了。
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
让我们来看主耶稣第四方面的教导。
And let's look at the fourth facet of Jesus' teaching here.
那主耶稣说不要为生活来忧虑。
He said, don't worry about your lives.
应当先求他的国和他的义。
We should first seek for God and his righteousness, God's kingdom and his righteousness.
在这节经文里面主耶稣说你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
And here Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
我们看到这节经文里面这个先。
We look at the word first in this verse.
先是指优先的意思。
First means, it's a priority.
这个优先次序不能够颠倒。
And this order of priorities cannot be, reversed.
不然的话会使我们陷入在这个忧虑的困境里面。
Or we will fall into the trap of worries and, of worry.
所以当我们先求神的国和他的义的时候。
So when we first seek God, the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
那这些东西吃喝穿神都会供应给我们。
Then all these things, what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what we'll wear, will be provided to us by God.
那神的国是神掌权的一个领域。
The kingdom of God is the, sphere in which God is in control.
神的国包括现今的世代，还有将来永恒的国度。
And God's kingdom includes both, this world and the eternal kingdom of the future.
那义呢是指神的道德公义。
Righteousness here means God's, righteous nature.
那基督徒应当寻求神的义。
And a Christian should always seek after God's righteousness.
那保罗劝勉我们要追求这个公义。
Paul himself urged us to seek after God's righteousness.
在提摩太前书第六章第十一节怎么说
As he said in 1 Timothy 6:11.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事追求公义敬虔信心爱心忍耐温柔。
But as for you, O man of God, flee these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness.
那么追求神的国和他的义是指把先把神和他的国摆在第一位。
Seeking after the kingdom of God and his righteousness means putting these things in the first place in our lives.
其他的东西神自然会供应给我们。
And then everything else God will naturally provide to us.
所以在这句经文主耶稣这么说。
So Jesus said in this verse.
他说这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
然后在33节这句经文说，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And then in verse 33 it says, and all these things will be given to you as well.
而这是一个双重的保证。
This is a twofold promise.
说明神必定会供应我们的需要。
And it shows that God will certainly meet our needs.
所以我们应当先求神的国和他的义。
And so we should, seek after God's kingdom and his righteousness.
我们应当尽心、尽性、尽力爱神，按照他的旨意在地上为他而活。
And we should, with all our hearts, minds, and strength, try to love God and seek to live according to his will on earth.
那神是创造主，他是万福的源头。
God is the creator God, and he's the source of all blessings.
他必定会眷顾我们的需要。
He will meet all our needs.
所以在彼得前书第五章第七节这么说。
And so it says in 1 Peter 5:7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
在腓立比书第四章第六节保罗这么说。
And Paul also said in Philippians 4:6.
他应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
那第五节就是主耶稣在这段经文里面最后的一个教导。
And the fifth point, this is Jesus' last teaching in this passage.
那刚才我们在25节我们看到耶稣这个教导。
And we just saw his teaching in verse 25.
然后所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么。
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear.
那现在在34节他教导说。
And now here in verse 34, he teaches.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
所以主耶稣除了吩咐我们不要为吃喝和穿来忧虑。
So in addition to commanding us not to worry about what we'll eat, drink, or wear.
他也吩咐我们不要为明天来忧虑。
He also commands us not to worry about tomorrow.
所以我们看到他把这个忧虑的重点从这个物质的需要转移到将来的日子。
So his important point, he switches it from worrying about material things to worrying about the future.
那有些人不仅为吃喝而穿来忧虑。
Some people don't just worry about what they'll eat, drink, or wear.
还为明天来忧虑。
They worry about what will happen tomorrow.
忧虑明天会发生什么事情。
They worry what might happen tomorrow.
忧虑下个月是否还有工作。
They worry about if they'll have a job next month.
忧虑明年的疫情是否会消失掉。
They worry about whether the COVID-19 epidemic will go away next year or not.
所以主耶稣说明天自有明天的忧虑看这些经文一天的难处一天当就够了。
And we see Jesus said here, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself.
所以神要我们专注在今天。
So God wants us to focus on today.
把我们有限的资源用来解决今天的问题。
He wants us to use our limited resources to try to solve the problems of today.
那因此为明天忧虑是没有用的，而且没有必要。
And so worrying about tomorrow is useless and also not necessary.
所以我们看到明天自有明天的忧虑，我们可以把它翻译成明天会忧虑自己。
So here we see tomorrow will be anxious for itself, and we can translate it into tomorrow will worry about itself.
或者明天会照顾自己。
Or tomorrow will take care of itself.
那明天发生什么事情？
Whatever happens tomorrow?
那是好或者是坏？
If it's good or bad?
光明或者黑暗，没有人知道。
If it's light or dark, no one knows.
那人虽然可以在某种程度上跟你预测将来。
Although people can try to guess what the future holds.
但是不能够掌管掌控将来。
But they can't control what happens in the future.
那些自以为能够操纵明天的人必定会大失所望。
Those who think they can control what happens tomorrow will be greatly disappointed.
所以好像在去年的时候谁知道我们会面对这个疫情。
And so last year, no one knew that we would face this epidemic.
那一天的难处一天当就够了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
我们可以把这句经文翻译成一天的难处就足够了。
And we can just translate that as the troubles of one day are enough.
换句话说一天自有一天的难处。
In other words, the troubles or each day has its own troubles.
足够我们去承担。
And they are more than enough for us to take on.
神没有赐给我们这个掌控明天的能力。
God did not give us the ability to control tomorrow.
但是他给我们承担这个重担的能力。
But he did give us the ability to bear heavy burdens.
那因此我们必须要相信神。
And so we should have faith in God.
相信他的带领还有他的保守。
And have faith in his leadership and his protection.
因为神是掌管一切的主。
Because God is the Lord in control of everything.
那他的带领必定会没有差错的。
And his leadership cannot lack in any way.
所以在27节主耶稣说。
And so Jesus said here in verse 27.
你们哪一个能用私力使这个寿数多加一刻呢？
Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?
那这节经文说明人的有限。
This verse really describes our limitations.
那世上没有一个人能够使自己的寿数多加一刻。
There is not even one person on this earth who can add even an hour to his own life.
我们不能够掌控明天。
We cannot control tomorrow.
那因此我们只要每一天先求神的国和他的义。
And so we just have to continue every day searching for God, seeking his kingdom and his righteousness.
在约翰一书第二章第十五节怎么说？
It says here in 1 John 2:15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那根据这段经文的记载，
And according to the what's recorded in this verse,
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
所以主耶稣在结束的这节经文说，
And Jesus said here in conclusion,
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
因此我们要爱神。
And so we must love God.
不要爱这个世界。
And not love this world.
我们要侍奉神。
We must serve God.
不要侍奉钱财。
And not serve money.
啊，让我们大家来到神的面前，向他祷告，求主帮助我们。
And let's come before the Lord in prayer and ask for his help.
天父上帝，求你恩待我们。
Lord, we ask you to bless us.
也求主你帮助我们赦免我们的软弱。
And we ask you to help us and have mercy on our weakness.
很多时候我们爱这个世界多过爱你。
So many times we love this world more than we love you.
有时候我们沉迷在这个世界这个引诱当中。
So many times we're so mired in the problems and the issues of this world.
我们忧虑将来。
We worry about tomorrow.
我们忧虑我们是否足够。
We worry if we're enough.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们全心的来信靠你。
Help us to wholeheartedly seek you out.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.